We are on Daf Samach Amud Beis. I just want to start with the Kasha of the Rashash. We asked the question, why didn't they do the tzitz by the girls of Bnei Shavish Gilad? By Bnei Shavish Gilad, the Gemara answered, because you don't do tzitz, the Ratzim below the Pranias. Frank the Rashash, I think, a very basic question. He says, Bishlaima by Midyan, there was no physical way to ascertain whether they had a man, whether they're three or not three. They didn't have birth certificates. There was nothing to do to test, are they three or not three? So therefore, the way they had to test them is to do it by the tzitz. But here, there is a derech ha-tevedik way to test whether girls of psula b'ula. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Do it by the tzitz. Do it by the tzitz. You can do it by derech ha-teva. There's a tevedik way. You don't need a nace of tzitz. You can go and put the girls in the barrel and check if there's a psula b'ula. Why is the Gemara asked, why don't you do the tzitz? Very simple, because I have a tevedik way of doing it. I have a way of ascertaining it without using an ace. Why should I go to an ace? By the case of three and not three, what is the person supposed to do? How's he supposed to know if the girl's three in a day or two in 11 months?
We weren't testing for Bula.
There we were testing for age. But by Yavish Gilad, we were testing for Bula. So that's the Versace's Kashi, but Sarakir, and I think it's a great question. I mean, again, he doesn't need my Askama. But I think it's a very basic question. The only thing I can think of is that tzitz is not an ace. This is the tev of the tzitz. It's not called an ace to use the tzitz. But again, I think the Gemara uses the word tzitz. No, the Gemara doesn't use the word ace. I don't know. I'm just pointing it out. It was a good kasha. I mean, he doesn't need my askama, but I like the kasha a lot. Zok the Gemara Vayta, we are up to 7th wide line on Samach Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, Amar Rabbi Shua Balevi, Halacha Kav Shimon Ben Yechoi. That we pass Kav Shimon Ben Yechoi, that a Giyar is less than three, a person can marry her. Tak the Gemara, Malay Rab Zeyra, Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, the Pharaoh Shmielach, did you hear it from Rabbi Shua Balevi? Or did you figure it out from something else he said? Meaning, you're quoting Rabbi Shua Balevi, is that a quote? Or is that because of something else he said, you automatically figured out that this is what he holds? See, one is a direct quote, and one is not a direct quote, and there might be that what you figured out is not 100% accurate. So I'd like to know, did you hear him say it? Or did you figure it out? Frek the Gemara, my Klola, where would he have figured it out from? Meaning, where would he have figured it out from? So the Gemara, because the Amar
Rebbe asking the questions. Who's saying this?
Again, Reb Zeira said to Reb Yaakov Aidi, did you hear it beferish or did you figure it out? So before we get to Reb Yaakov Aidi's answer, we would like to know, where would Reb Yaakov Aidi have figured it out from? Right? And then we'll hear whether he heard it beferish or he figured it out. But we'd like to know, like, if he's offering the option, you figured it out, where do you think he figured it out from? That means Rav Zeira had a reason. Let me explain. When Reuven comes in and says, I heard from Shimon, we have no reason to believe that he didn't hear it directly. Unless you know that Shimon had said something similar and people took Shimon's words and read it this way. So you say, did you hear it or did you figure it out?
Why just let him answer the question, what he did?
Again, he will answer the question. But in order for Reb Zeira to have asked the question, he was to have had a basis to say that it wasn't a direct quote. That's what we're saying. He wouldn't ask it on a regular thing, he says, unless he has a reason to believe that it wasn't a direct quote. So the Gemara wants to know, what is his reason to believe that? Zok the Gemara, my Klala. Zom Reb Shua Ben Levi. Ir Akas Reisev Eretz Yisrael, Shukara La Iru. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael that people were questioning their yichus. There's a rumor that in that city it's not so kosher. The girls aren't so kosher. Not in morals and ethics, in yichus. Something's wrong. So what happened was, Shagar Rabbi is the Rumnus. So Rabbi sent Rumnus, Ubatka, and he did an investigation to find out, like, where is this rumor coming from? Umatza Bagiyaris, Bagiyaris, Pchusimi Bashalashan of Yamechat, Vechshira Rabbi Lakuna. And what happened was, he found that there was a daughter of a Giyaris less than three that had married a Kayan. I'm sorry. He found a girl, Bas Giyaris, a girl, not a daughter of a Giyaris, a girl that was a Giyaris less than three that had married a Kayan, and people were mumbling that the Kayan had did an Isser, therefore the kids are Halalim, and that's where the rumor started. The Chshira Rebbe Lakuna, Rebbe said she can stay married. So Mechayra, that would be a proof that Rebbe is paskening like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, because the other Tanoim say it's Aser. And here he came and said that the girl can stay married to her Kayan husband. So that would be a... And Reb Shimon Levi told us that story. So it's a very good basis to say that Reb Shimon ben Levi is paskening like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, because he's telling us the story that Rebbe paskening like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Amalei, so Reb Yaakov Ha'ini answered, Beferish merely. I heard it from Reb Shimon Levi Beferish. I didn't figure it out. And what would have been wrong if he did figure it out? L'chayr, it's a very good source. So the Gemara, Dilma Shaini Hasam, Hayo the Insev Insev. There's a very big difference to say you're allowed to marry a Giyaris Muslimi Bas Gimel the Gadmi Giyar, or if you married her, we don't break up the marriage. It could be the L'chatchila, we don't want it. Halacha Reb Shimon Ben Yochai says, a Kayan can go ahead and do it. B'di'evet is a different than L'chatchila. The story from Rabbi is, B'di'evet, he said, everything is fine and dandy. He never said L'chatchila he would have agreed to that. So if you figured it out from the story, you have no right to say that you're allowed to do it L'chatchila. But you're telling me, B'feirish Mielach, you heard it, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'feirish Mielach min Adrim Shulman Levi, did you hear it from Shulman Levi? I'm a klola. The Shamit min Amilsa, you heard something. The Dikas min Adrim Shulman Levi, the Shulman Levi, the Madaik, did he hold the Shulman? My klola, my Isa Klawa, from where would he say it? Iru lives to Mishpacha Seir. People were apostling the family. Rumnes Gersinan, the Shira Hanicha Takas Vaila Kayan. Frek the Gemara, Vima Klola, my Vima, I Klola, Shmila, and Rabbi Yaakov, my Isla, the Rabbi Zayla, right? What would have bothered Rabbi Zayla, the Kabay min Adrim, that he's asking him B'feirish Mielach min Klola? And the answer is very simple. Maybe it was v'di'evet. But Lamaisa Rabbi Yaakov said he heard it from Shua Malib. So the Gemara Vayter. So Harav Rabbi Yaakov let me tell you. And he said, I'll tell you why I would have said v'di'evet is different than l'chatchila. The Rav Rabbi Shua Rabbi Yaakov let me tell you. But Geras and Mukha says for Yisiv and Nasu Nasu. We see that there are ladies that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry. But then if he marries her, he can stay married. So we see that there's such a thing called l'chatchila. Right, the Torah asks Begeres, and the Torah asks Mikusaitz, and yet Rav and Rabbi Yechonim both say that if the Kohen Gadol marries them, he can stay married, right? So we see there's such a thing called L'chatchila and B'di'evet. So maybe over here also, he let her stay married, but he wouldn't have allowed it L'chatchila. Zok to Gemara Hachiyashta. No, it's not a good question. The comparison to Rav and Rabbi Yechonim is not a good one. The reason we allow the Kohen Gadol to stay married to the Begeres or to the Mukasaitz is because what was done to her is done by the Kohen Gadol. Meaning, she becomes a Begeres if she would have married the Kohen Gadol as a Nara, she would have turned into a Begeres. And she would have lost her Psulim through the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, since no human touched her, so we say, listen, he shouldn't have married her. But it's not a continuous Isser, because this happens to the woman anyway. So therefore, since it happens to the woman anyway, it's not a continuous Isser. Masha'en can hear, the question is, the Giyaris less than three included in the Parsha of Zayna. Right? If she is, the fact that he married her doesn't change. She's still a Zayna. So therefore, you can't compare and say that Rebbe would have been Meikul B'di'evet, not L'chatchila. Because the bottom line is, the source of B'di'evet L'chatchila making a difference is from a non-analogous case. It's from a case of, let me just finish. It's from a case when nothing happened to her that wouldn't happen to her as a wife of a Kohen Gadol. Mashen can hear, Zayin is a question. So if you wouldn't have heard it, if you would have learned it from the story, it would have been fine. It is nothing wrong with learning from the story. Reb Zeira is telling Reb Yaakov Ha'ini, if you learn from the story, it's not a good proof. The Gemara is saying, the story would have been fine. It happens to me that he heard it to Farish. So this is academic. But the question is, academically, is that story a proof or not? So Reb Zeira was thinking, not. And the Gemara says, yes, it is. Let me just give you two more lines. Reb Safra Masnei Miklala. Reb Safra Taka figured it out from the story. V'kashale. And he said, maybe it's not a good thing, because maybe a b'di'evet is different l'chatchila. And he answered, there is no analogy to the case of Begeris and Mukaseitz. So therefore, figuring it out from the story is fine enough. Yes, Harvey.
The way it's translated here, the story involves the towns questioning the children, the Kohanim that came from that questionable marriage.
It's my mistake. He found a daughter of that Cyrus, and the question was, she kosher or not? Correct.
Yeah. So my question is this: when the Gemara says nasa nasoi, does that mean that also if the marriage occurs, then there's no question either to any of the children that follow, to the generations that follow?
Act. If nasi nasi, that means it's not a continuous iser. It's, we'd rather not, but it's not a continuous iser. If it's a continuous iser, then you can't stay married, one, and number two is the kids would be affected. It was my mistake. I mistranslated. It was a daughter of a Gioris. It was my mistake. But the a continuous Isser has effect on the kids, especially if the Isser is Zayna. Whereas if the kids are Chalolim, the kid, she is a Chalola, the girl. She can't marry a Kayin. Whereas if it's a non-continuous Isser, it was wrong to do and not wrong to continue. And therefore, there would be no effect on the kids.
I was going to redone to take out this word bas.
He says takes out the word bas? Okay. It's the same idea. The question is it a good marriage or not?
And the Kohen Gadol wouldn't have to resign his position either. I know it's a one shot deal, but if we're not even talking, I mean, there may be a difference between being able to stay married versus being able to stay the Kohen Gadol.
I don't know if this is grounds for dismissal of a Kohen Gadol, as long as he gets rid of her, if he's not allowed to stay married to her. Again, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, he violates an Isser, and it's a continuous Isser. We won't let him serve in the Beis HaMikdash till he gets rid of her. Will he be deposed because of that? I never saw anywhere that he will. I mean, it doesn't reflect very nicely on him, but that doesn't mean necessarily that we depose. As long as he
I mean, we haven't said in any of this why a Kohen Gadol who knows the halacha as well as anybody presumably would ever have done it.
Right. Again, we're not dealing with a story that happened. We're dealing with
theoretical.
I mean, the story in Rebbe wasn't a Kohen Gadol. It was a regular Kohen.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a Rashi. Hachas Seifel Yezayna Tam Zabitmiya. Israel the Pasum Shem Snus. Israel, if a Giyaris would be Pasum, it would be Snus. Im Kain Loishno Lechatchila Veloishno Dievet Asira. Now I want to zero in on a point. And again, this is a major Machloikas Rishaynim. I'm only going to speak out one opinion. I am not going through all the different opinions. There's a contradiction between this Gemara and a Gemara in Kedushin. I'm sorry, Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the Bezin of Chashmonoi banned a Kayan from marrying a Giyaris. The Gemara calls it a rabbinic Isser imposed by the Bezin of the Chashmonoim, who banned the Kayan from marrying a woman that's Megayer. It was a rabbinic ban. And in this Gemara, it clearly indicates we're dealing with biblical. We're talking about the kids being kosher. We're talking about the word Zayna being thrown around here. It indicates that it's considered that it's a question of Zayna, not a question of rabbinic Isser. This is the Rishonim's question. Any Giyaris, even a 10-year-old Giyaris, even a 15-year-old Giyaris.
Two-year-old
of Shimbecho is matter. Others Aser. But the Isser of Giyaris, right, is biblical, seems from this Gemara, is a biblical question. And we'll have more riots as we learn the next Amud, that Giyaris is a question of biblical Isser. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says it's rabbinic. This is the contradiction the Rishonim have.
Shimbecho brings a pasuk, though.
They're all based on a pasuk. A pasuk and navi can be a pasuk and navi can be a rabbanon.
Could be a
rabbanon. A pasuk and navi.
Could be a deraisa.
It could be a deraisa. It could be a rabbanon. It's a navi. It's not chumash.
I didn't know that. If you make a gazru, it would usually rabbanon are a gazera to a deraisa, isn't it?
Because this bazel chashem noam is under is after the Nevi'im, so it wouldn't be Nevi'im, correct. Again, you're just making the kasha stronger. Again, it's still a kasha. The Gemara Rabbi Nezara says it's Rabbanah. So you have a question because the Gemara brings Sukkim.
I'm saying that Rabbi Shimon Yochai would not have to bring a pasuk if it wasn't a raisa that he couldn't.
So you're just making the question stronger.
That is a raisa.
But the Gemara and Avodah Zarah says it's a drabbanon.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's the question. That's the question of the Rishayim. That is the question of the Rishayim. So Tysus brings the following answer. Tysus brings the following answer, and he says that. Tysus answers, this is Tysus' question. It's in the Amud Aleph, Ein Zayin Ela Giyaris Mishukhreris. Right. So Tysus says that the Zayinah that would be Asim Adaraisa, again, a Giyaris might be Aser, but not under the term Zaina, unless she actually had a Znus as a guy. If she didn't have a Znus as a guy, it's only rabbinic. Meaning, if for some reason we are sure that this Gaiish woman, who's 22 years old, never lived with Znus, she would not be a Zaina biblically. That would be only a rabbinic Aser. A Kohen can't marry her, because of that pasuk in Navi, but it wouldn't be under the classification of Zaina. It's only called a Zaina if she actually had a relationship with a man out of wedlock. That would be biblical. That's what Tysus says. It's a bit kiddish, because as we see, we run into problems with it, but again, I'm just pointing out that contradiction. I just wanted to put it in the proper perspective. I'm sorry?
Husband?
Gai Chand is not us, no. No. Not the Gemara Baiter. I'm not talking about Kohen Gadol.
Even for Rastam Kohen. He can bear a few
words. Hahu, back to Gemara, four lines to the bottom. Hahu, Kahana, the Inst of Giura, Pchusimi, Vashal, Shana, Vimecha. There was a Kayan, who married a Giyaris who was Megayar less than 3 years old. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak my high. Why are you doing this? Amalei, Dov Merab Yaakov Eidi, Amar Rabbi Shua Amalei, Valach Kibshim Michoi. He said, I'm allowed to marry her. Amalei, Zil Apik, you better get rid of her. V'loi Mavkina Loch Rabbi Yaakov Eidi Mi'unach. I will take Rabbi Yaakov Eidi out of your strength, meaning I will put you into Kherim. We don't paskin like Kibshim Michoi, even though Rabbi Shua Amalei did. We paskin, it's usher for a kohen to marry a Giyaris less than 3, and you better get rid of her. If not, I'm going to put you in Kherim. I'm going to take Rabbi Yaakov Eidi out of your strength, means Zakrashi, I will put you in Kherim. Rashi? Zakrashi, Mafkin Alach. I think I did the Rashi before. Vakash Lake is actually the Muslim I went to Vince of Misham Yaki Vishnan, Misham Masa Zabel Bel. Mafkin Alach, Rabbi Yaakov Unach, Klaim Misham Tina Alach, Vatayat Al Karachach. I'll put you in Kherim, you'll have to get rid of her. Okay. Because we brought this halach from Rabbi Shimon Meyachoi that affects Gerim, we ad lib over here a little bit. We go off the subject, and we talk about another halacha that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that affects Gayim. It's really not connected, and the Mefarshim really want to know exactly why the Gemara brings this in here. But it has to do with the fact we're talking about Gayrim, Gayim, so we talk about other halacha that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that's a chiddush about Gayim. Yeah, it's true. Tanya b'cheinu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer Kivri Ayim the Kachav Meinu Matama B'ayil. A Gaya Shekever is not Matama B'ayil, meaning a Kayan can walk in to a cemetery. Well, cemetery is not oil. to a room where there's a Gaisha deceased person there, and he won't become Tamei. Ashi, Eimetaminas Amal Haleim, or if somebody leans over a Gaisha deceased person, Tamei. Amar, the Etain Tsoini Tsoi Marisi Adam, I will give my sheep, the sheep of my grazing, Adam Atam, you are men. Atam Kruyim Adam, the word Adam refers to Jews, not to Goyim. Rashi, Atam Kruyim Adam, the God Mestumas Ayok Siv, Adam Kiyamas Bayo. Says Adam. Adam doesn't mean human, Adam means a Jewish human. That's what we learn now from the Pasuk, from Adam Atam. Hashem said, I call you Adam, not Goyim. Now, we'll talk about it in a minute. There's many questions on this.
If everyone could please mute themselves.
We'll see in a second. Somebody should mute themselves. That's right. The Nefesh Adam Shisha Asar Aleph. It says they captured, by the war of Midian, 16,000 slaves. Nature calls them Adam. It's talking about Goyim. Dr. Gemara Mishum Behem. It's a contrast. They captured animals and they captured the servants. So therefore it calls them Adam. Ashi Yesh Bahar Be Mishtem Esrei Riba. What? Yeah, because in contrast, we'll use the word Adam, but when Adam is used individually, singularly, not in contrast, it only means Yidden. V'nefesh Adam, by the way, this made a huge problem. The Bailiff trial, there was a trial at the beginning of the 1900s. There was a blood libel in Russia. The last known blood libel that we know of was in Russia at the beginning of the 20th century. Who's the guy named Bailiff of killing a guy for blood from matzah? Last known blood libel. There are hundreds of blood libels, Rachmana Litzlan, over the years, but it was the last known one. And in the famous Bayless trial, one of the... Again, somebody is making noise again. If you're making noise, please mute yourself. One of the proofs that the prosecution brought against Bayless was that Jews don't consider Goyim human. Because the Gemara says, Adam Atem, Ve'ein Adam Chacham Kruim Adam. So they wanted to charge that Jews don't mind killing Goyim, because we don't view them as human. So that was a charge that the prosecution said and had to be answered. So supposedly, the rabbi of Moscow was named Meza, Rabbi Yaakov Meza. I believe he was an ancestor of Jackie Mason. Not that Jackie Mason needs to be mentioned here, but his name was Rabbi Yaakov. Asked Rameir Shapiro what to say. And Rameir Shapiro said that the answer should be as follows. He said, when a guy suffers in South Vietnam, how much does a guy in Kansas worry about him? Whereas a Yid suffers in South Africa, a Yid in the United States is completely worried about him. He says, the Pasuk means the same, Atam Kriyam Adam, you are one man. Yidden consider themselves one body. And if you hear about a Yid having tzaris anywhere in the globe, you feel it's you, my relative, somebody I feel for. But they don't have that unity that one guy should suffer from a guy across the globe. That's what the answer that was given at the trial was. As shot in this Gemara again.
He won the trial.
What? He was acquitted. He was acquitted, but it was a massive, I mean... Obviously, it was an anti-Semitic thing, but in Russia, that was common, so that doesn't make a difference. Right. Weiter. Meitzrei. V'nefesh Adam Shisha Asar Allah. We did that already. Asher Yesh Bahar B'mishtem Esrei Ribay Adam. There's more than 120,000 people. Asher Yadam B'yamina L'smaylai. This is by Nimve, that doesn't know the difference in their right and their left. I don't know exactly what that means, but again, it calls them Adam. Not the Gemara should behave, because this very same pasuk talks about the fact that they have animals. Kol hayrig nefesh, v'chol nogeya b'chol tischato. When they came back from the war in Midian, it said anybody that killed or touched a dead body has to purify himself. If a guy is not metameh, why do they have to purify themselves? Why do they need paraduma water? They didn't touch a dead yid. Zok the Gemara, duma ikzuchad miyisrof. Maybe a yid died. Maybe it meant if you touched a dead Jewish soldier, the Yidden went to war. There might have been casualties. And they and Elazar was saying, if you touched a deceased Jew, you have to purify yourself. For Rabbanan, and Rabbanan's response to that is like Nifkad Nimenu Ish. It says, we didn't miss one man. They thanked the Rabbanu Shlom that they went to war, and nobody is missing. No casualties. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, like Nifkad Nimenu Ish La'Aveira, it means we didn't lose anybody to do an Aveira. None of the people acted for on women, but not that nobody got killed. That's one answer. And Ravina Amr, a second answer. The Hidim Etinu Krom Atmuya Ba'ayol. Granted that the Pasuk says that a guy is not Matama Ba'ayol, according to Rav Shimon Mi'choy, to see if Adam Kiyomas Ba'ayol, Mimago Masa Mima Etinu Krom. However, from touching and carrying, the Torah didn't exclude them. A guy is not Matama Ba'ayol, but he is Matama Ba'amaga Ba'amasa. Therefore, Ka'anageya Ba'cholo is a guy also. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Atam Kriyam Adam, Emetam, Gavitumas Ayoksev, Adam Kiyamas Ayo, Nefesh Adam Amidin Siv, Mashan Adam Koyla Adam, which is the Bayla Michta Behema Gabayo. We wanted to say Behema, Siv Kamarim Bakr, we got the Behema, Mikra Adam. I have Adam Stama Loy Mikri, but it's not called Adam Stama. Anche Nimva Ev Bitcham Hayu, Kohair Nefesh Amidin Siv, with the boy Tumas Shiva, since they had to be coming for 7 days, Tama Matamu. The Maga Master Mimatamu, we got the Maga Ashkhanagaya Be'etam, or the Khol touching a bone or a dead body, like Siv Adam. There it doesn't say Adam.
Rebbe,
this is Akasha. Rebbe, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a guy who learns Torah is as big as a Kohen Gadol, because it says Ashiyasa Oisam HaAdam B'Chai Bahem. If you learn Torah, B'Chai Bahem, and it says Adam. Adam includes guy. For Taisus, our Gemara says Adam only means Jewish, according to Shimon Meyachai. So Taisus brings three answers. Rashi's answer is that Gemara argues in Rav Shimon ben Yochai. You're right. That's going like the Rabbanon who say that Adam means a guy as well. And that drasha goes according to that. Rav Shimon ben Yochai would not agree to that drasha. Adam does not mean a guy. Therefore, that drasha, Masechta Sanhedrin, that a guy who learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, is not according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. That's Rashi's answer. Rabbeinu Tam gives an answer that there's a difference between the word Adam and Ha-Adam. Adam means Jews. Ha-Adam means humans. And therefore, it says Ashiyasa'isam Ha-Adam. It doesn't say Ashiyasa'isam Adam. Therefore, there it includes Gaim as well. And the Rebbe Shulam gives an answer. That rule is only written that Adam refers to Jews and not Gaim, is only referring to when it's talking about bad things, like death. So there, it uses Adam because it doesn't want to say the word destroyal. Whereas, when it's talking about something it could have said Yisrael, and it doesn't, then we say Adam means even Goyim. The question from Nimveh and from Bidjan, he says, we wouldn't use the word Adam only for Goyim. If sometimes Adam means only Jews, we would use Adam sometimes for everybody, and when it's talking about punishment, it means only Jews. But to use it only for Gaim, that we wouldn't do. So there's three different answers. And Taisus had to resolve this issue of when Adam means only Jews and when Adam means even Gaim.
Rabbi,
whether we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Yochai or not, whether a guy is metame ba'ayel or not, is a machloekes. Because Reb Shimon, I don't know how halacha lemaisa how we paskin.
So.
Somebody had a question?
Well, no. I mean, Rebbe, Adam HaRishon, right? He was the father of all man, right?
Right.
I mean, so why would we, I mean, if we're going to try to mechalek between a Yisrael and a Goy, wouldn't it, I mean, why would we use Adam as a word? I mean, there's so many other...
It didn't in Goyim, so therefore it didn't make a difference.
I'm saying Adam HaRishon was the man of mankind. He wasn't. He was of Goyim also, right?
Then all mankind were Jews.
All mankind were Jews.
Oh, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created Adam HaRishon, he was supposed to bring the world to its fruition, which is our job now. That means all mankind had the role of Jews. Imagine there were no anti-Semites in the days of Adam HaRishon.
But there were people that were rebelled against Hashem.
Right. By the way, Anti-Semite is really not an accurate term. Semite means comes from shame. Any descendant of shame can't really be an anti-Semite. He is a Semite. It's a borrowed term. Really, anti-Semite means he's anti-people that came from shame, which includes Arabs. So Arabs really can't be anti-Semites. Except today, that's not what anti-Semite means. What?
They can hate themselves.
They can hate themselves, right? That's... Dr. Mishnah Weiter.
Now, Rebbe, the other thing is, how about a casket? If you learn Ohel only is fine, is a casket anything, is that a problem or not?
Touch a casket or to be in a room with a casket?
Well, being in the room is no problem, right? Is casket like the mace or is like the...
I think it's like the mace, but I'm not sure.
It depends on if it's air mops.
It depends on the bottom and the top and the sides. I'm not going to get involved.
This is last part of the Gemara is saying, what about the tent?
Ravina is saying that there's no question from the pasuk that they had to purify themselves when they came back from the word from Midyan, because even if Shemichoy agrees that if they touched a Gaisha body or they carried a Gaisha body, they'd be chayev. It's only when they were in a room with a Gaisha body. That's what Ravina's answer. The question was, Shemichoy says the guy's not Matame, it says when they came back from war that they were Tame. So the first answer was they might have touched the Jewish deceased, which becomes a question, were there any Jewish deceased? And the second answer is that the question never started. We only said it's not Matame Ba'ayo. That's where it said the word Adam, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayo. It doesn't say it by Magal Masa. Therefore, when they came back from war, there was a fear of Magal Masa.
Now, Rebbe, I'm going to bring up something also, which is, may get people, you know, a little bit nervous. But if you hold Negiya by a goy is metame, would that apply to ashes also? Can you say it loses its shame of?
I think
a
this is sugya nazir. I don't know. I don't want to pass no local amos. I don't think it's metame. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, here is the Sa'amana and the Sa'amana Li is Kayan Gadol. A Kayan Gadol, a Kayan, made Kedushin to a Amana, and then he became a Kayan Gadol. We had this case earlier. Here is the Mishnah. Yichnois, he can marry her. Umaisa be Yeshua ben Gamla. There was a story of Yeshua ben Gamla, Shekidesh is Marsa bas Vaisis. He was Makadesh, a very wealthy woman, Marsa bas Vaisis. Umano Amelech Li is Kayan Gadol. And the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol after his Kedushin at Marsa Bas Vaisis was an Amana. The Kansa, and he married her. This happened, and he did marry her legally. No problem.
Before he was this Amana, what happened?
He was Mekadesh her, and then he became Kohen Gadol.
Okay, during Eris.
Correct. Shemeris Yom Shenafu was a Kohen Hedget, when this Amana Lee is Kohen Gadol. Ruvain died, he was a Kayan. He left his brother, Shimon, who was a Kayan. And then Shimon became Kayan Gadol. After Reuven's wife had fallen him to Yibum and was bound to him with the halacha of Yibum, either to do Yibum or Chalitza. And now Shimon became a Kayan Gadol. Can he do Yibum? He's not allowed to marry an Amana. But on the other hand, she was already bound to him before he became a Kayan Gadol. Nothing. Mimer's rabbinic anywhere. We're not going to be shocked. I don't use the word Zika. He was bound. Dr. Gemar Ava Bishasaba Maimer, La Yichnas. Maimer's rabbinic, it doesn't make a difference. She was not, there was no Kedushin, there was no Ashes Ish yet, and therefore he's not allowed to do Yibum. No Rashi. Tana Rabbanan. Minayan She'im Iris Ishamana Benismana Li Yichnas Gadol She Yichnas.
Am I right?
I know. Yes.
When he does a mimer, he only gives her a get midrabanan, right?
All drabanan.
Okay, so that doesn't count here.
Oh.
Okay.
Why are we mater kayan also?
We'll get to it. We had this, and we'll have it again in a minute. Tana rabanan minayin shemir, just amana ben isman aliyas kayan gadol sheyichnais. Tamadoy me yikach isha. Isha is an extra word to include us, that he is included, that he can take this her, even though she is an Amon at the time of Nisuin, but since he did the Erison, it's okay. Yahi Shemer Shabim Nami, she's also an Amana. Why can't she be included? Because Isha Velo Yevama. It says Isha, it was his wife, not somebody that wasn't his wife yet. Rashi? Besula Mahama Vikach Isha? Ha'isha Le'itzrach El Ledrasha. Maisa Be Yeshua. Now notice it says Minohu En, he was appointed. Nismana Loi. Nismana would have meant he was fit for it. Minohu means it was imposed. The term, he was appointed Kohen Gadol, should have said he was Nismana. Nismana means on his own, he rose to that position. Meaning it would have acknowledged his fact that he was the best man for the job. But it seems to say he wasn't the best man for the job, but he got it anyway. Rav Yosef, Ketir Kachazino Hacha. I see here a, literally means not, but it means here a conspiracy. Some kind of getting together that thing. The Amar Avasi, Tarkav and the Dinri, three kav of coins. Tarkavi is trey ukav. Three kav, kav is a measurement of coins, of golden coins. Ilele Marsa, it doesn't say golden coins, but I don't know what it is. Ilele Marsa basvaisis liyana malka. She gave it to the king. At the mukilei Yeshua ben Gamla b'kani ravari. So the king said, I want Yeshua ben Gamla to be kani gadol, and he appointed him. So he didn't make it on his own merits. He made it because his Arusa decided she wants to be married to a Kohen Gadol, and therefore she paid for it. She paid for the job.
It's corruption.
Rashi, Minoen, Kohen Melech Minoen, of Ochav HaKohanim and Sanhedrin Lo Minoen. It wasn't a vote, it wasn't an agreement by all the Kohanim and the Sanhedrin. Nisman Eloi, Nisman Eloi, Tony Dabin Masmid, the Roy Hoy Lekach, that he was fit. Correct. But I want to explain something. Yeshua ben Gamla is famous. And he's famous because he made very good takonas that we all live by. He was the one that instituted the educational system. Before he came around, every father taught his son. He instituted schools. That was his institution. He saw there were yesaimim who didn't have fathers, who didn't have it to learn. So he went and instituted schools, and he got everybody to have to go to school. And he was the one that made it. So Yeshua ben Gamla himself was not a bad person. He wasn't the best kind around. He wasn't the one we would have picked. But he wasn't a Rasha. He wasn't a Tzuki. He was a good man. He made a takana that the Gemara quotes him as Baba Basra, as being the father of of the educational system. He instituted schools.
Made it through a few
Yom Kippurs. Doesn't say. But he was appointed through a conspiracy. And that's what the Gemara is pointing out of here with the word the Mishnah by saying the word Umunahu. Dr. Mishnah by the Kohen Gadol Shemes, Achim Chaylitz Vlebiyabin. A Kohen Gadol that died, and his brother became Kohen Gadol. Doesn't mention that in the Mishnah, but that's the assumption. So his brother, the new Kohen Gadol, can only do Chaylitz and Na'ibim. Rashi, Chaylitz Kohen Gadol Vlebiyabim, Damonahi Vasuralai. Can't marry her. Frek the Gemara. Kapasik v'tani loch nam eneris and v'lemin eshanan suin. The Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum, whether the Amana happened after Erison and she's not a Ba'ula, it's only a Lav, or whether it happened after Nesuin, that there's an Asay and a Lav. Mishnah min Nesuin esav loy sesu huvein esav loy sesav asay esav asay. The Esav Yibum cannot push away a Lav and an Asay. And the Torah wasn't matrit like it was matur eshasach. That's mitzvah sebekach. That was the mitzvah. Torah didn't let side is surim become mutter. The raya is if she's zachais ishtai or any other erva, we don't let it. Right? We learned that out from Aleha. Ella, mina erison, yabe has to be a tchasleitzessa. But what's wrong if it's just mina erison? It's an asay versus a love. So the Gemara, zayra be a rishay, not to be a shniya. We had this earlier in Yevamos, that if we let him do one, he might do more, and the mitzvah is only the first one, and therefore we say no yibam. Rashi, vayitzessa vasey, amon ala yikach, is the love. Besula yikach v'loi ba'ula is the assay.
Is that
the assay.
Why don't we say the klal kolar in a roya the yibam doesn't get chalitza? Why does she get chalitza here?
So it depends. If it's a chay b'lav, then it's only rabbinic. Biblically, she's ayla yibam.
Okay.
So therefore, she is ayla yibam. We don't let him do Yibum. By all Chai V'Lavim, we don't let him do Yibum because we're afraid what will happen. That's not called Ein Ayelid.
The Raisa really, she is Mechayev.
100%.
So that's why we do Chalit.
Right. Now, the problem is, Mechayev Lav Vaseh, where there's no Yibam biblically. So the Gemara asked this question back in Dav Chav, and the Gemara brought a Pasuk, Va'olsi Yevemte Hashara, that there's one woman that even though she's not Ayel Yibam, is Ayel Chalitza. And that was the Amana L'Kayin Gadol, who was at Lavan and Haseh. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Kayin Hedit L'Yisa Ayelanis. A Kayin Hedit should not marry a woman who is incapable of having children physically. She's missing a body part. Elam Kayin Yesh L'Isho Banim. Unless he already has a child, and a woman and children. Now the truth is, the Gemara will point out, this is true for Yisrael as well. There's a chiyav pruervu. There's a chiyav for a person to have children. To marry a woman that can't bear children, he's not keeping the mitzvah of having children. His obligation is to try to have children. How can he try to have children if he's marrying a woman that can't have children? The Mishnah says it by a kayanet. The Gemara is going to ask the question, why in the world does the Mishnah say this about a kayan? It has nothing to do with a kayan. It has to do with anybody. Now, a person's allowed to marry an islandess once he had children. Or in the days when they had two wives, his second wife could be an islandess. As long as he can produce children, he's Mekayim Peru Revu. It's not an iser to marry the islandess. It's an iser not to have children, not to try to have children. Rashi, Elam Ken Yesh Libanim, Vishim the Mitzvah Peri Verivya. He's Mekuyim to have children. Vuhu Aden, the Yisrael. The truth is, this is true to Yisrael as well. The Gemara Mefarish, I might not get Kayin. The Gemara wanted to know, so why are we talking about Kayin? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says a kain who has children still can't marry an islandess. She is zayna hamura b'tayra. She is classified as a zayna. And the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yehuda's source is. This girl did nothing wrong. She was born as an islandess, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says a kain can't marry her because she is called a zayna. Now we always view zayna as a moral ethical term. Obviously, it's not that according to Rabbi Yehuda. She did zero wrong. She was born as an islandess. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that the word Zayna means a woman incapable of having children. And he brings a raya from a pasuk, as we will see.
But Zayna for kahuna?
Yes.
The pasuk.
Yes. He says even if a kayan has children, he's not allowed to marry an islandess because she's a Zayna. Again, we have to step back. And not view Zayna the way it's used in today's terminology. Zayna has nothing to do with morals and ethics.
Is this someone who can't have children?
According to Yehuda. That's
you
his...
You can call a prostitute a Zayna then.
Well, according to Yehuda, it might be a different reason to call her a Zayna. Zayna might be a more inclusive term. But one of the Zaynas is a woman... We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara
term.
We'll see. The Chachamim Aymrim, Ein Zayna, Elagiyaris. Here it says Beferish that a Giyaris is a Zayna, and this is why it's a contradiction to the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Umashukhreres, a Shivcha that was freed. Or Shenivela Bilaznus, she lived with a man that she's not allowed to live with. That's what makes her a Zayna.
No, yeah.
No, it doesn't say that. Rashi? Amkin Yeshla Bat Amatari. She's Zayna Amura Batari with Gemara Mefarshla. El Agiyaris, Mashukhreres, Labias Akum, the Evid Pasla. Because living with a guy or an Evid makes her into a Zayna. Again, notice Rashi said she lived with somebody. How about if we know she didn't live with someone, right? So that's the question.
Which island?
No, Agiris and Mishukhreris. Shenivel Labilis Nus, Yisraelis and Nivelis Lapasula. Now, Taisa said something over here. I just want to plant this in people's minds. So if what makes a Zayna is the fact that she had a relationship with a guy, right, which is what Rashi just said. So how can anybody say that a Giyaris less than three is possible to a Kayan? She had no relationship. Or how can anybody say Bas Gerim can't marry a Kayan? She for sure had no relationship. She was born Jewish. We're going to one time, even if one parent is a Jew, she can't marry a Kayan. Why? So Taisa says, that she comes from Gayim who are immersed in Znus, and therefore they remain under the classification Zayna, even though they personally didn't do anything. inculcated, if that's the word you want to use. Now, that creates that contradiction to a greater level. That means the Yair is less than three can't marry the Kayan. So what does the Gemara and Avodah Zarah mean when it says it's only rabbinic? This is the contradiction that the Rishayim have. Because Rav Shimon, you don't hold like Rav Shimon Miyachoy. You hold that a girl that's Megayer at two can't marry a Kayan. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, a Bas Gerim can't marry a Kayan. Why can't she marry a Kayan? She didn't do anything wrong. She never had a relationship with anybody. Tara says, she comes from a nation that's steeped in Znud. And that makes them Zaynus for a Kayan until a process. Right? So, what do you do with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that says it's only rabbinic? This is the problem that the Mishnayim have. I just want to point out the problem. I don't have good solutions, but this is the problem.
What does Bas Gerim mean?
She both born, parents are Gerim.
She's born Betum or she's born Bekdum?
No, then she's a Geiris.
Then she's a Geiris. She's Bas Yisrael then.
Right. Bas Gerim means both parents converted and then they had her. If you were to hold, she can't marry a Kayan.
Had her
after they were Megayer. She's a Bas Gerim.
She was conceived after Gerim.
Correct. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And Rabbi Lezim Yaakov says if one parent is Jewish, it's okay. I mean, born Jewish. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care about kids. I only care about the Gerim herself. And Rabbi Michoy says, if it's under three, I don't even care about her. But we have four different opinions. And the problem is, in a lot of these cases, why she is Aina? Answer is, Taita says, because she comes from a nation steeped in Znus, she comes from Gayim. The problem is the Gemara Avodah Zarah says it's only rabbinic. This is the contradiction. That was the contradiction I mentioned before. This is where Taita asks it. Zok to Gemara Avodah. Amalei Rebbe Shkulusa Rebbe Huna. Rebbe Shkulusa said to Rebbe Huna, my time, why can't a Kayim marry an islandess from Peri Verivya? Since when is Peri Verivya a Kayin thing? Every year it has to have children. So why does the Mishnah say Kayin head yet when he's an islandess? Amalei, you're right. Merely, nobody can marry an islandess unless they have children. Or the ability to have children with another woman. The Kabayin Lemisni Sefer of Yudai Mabish Yeshla Isha. The Yeshla Bonam Leisa Islandess, she's Zayna Mura Batira. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say that a Kayin can never marry an islandess, even if he has children. And that is a Kayin thing. You're right. Really, the Mishnah could have said Yisrael. But the Mishnah wanted to go to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who says a Kayin can never marry an islandess. So since Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about a Kayin, so we mentioned Kayin at the beginning too. But really, this is a Yisrael thing, not a Kayin thing.
Yisrael has children, he can marry an
island? Why not?
I'm sad.
According to the Tanakhama, Kain can also marry an island if he has children. The ban on islandess is because there's a mitzvah called Pru Urvu.
I thought because she's a...
That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's a Tanakhama, there's a Rabbi Yehuda. But since Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about Kayan, so therefore the Tanakhama also used Kayan.
Am I right? Am I right? There's no mitzvah for to get married. The mitzvah is to peruvu, right?
Through marriage. That's the way the Torah wants a person to have kids.
So why is anybody allowed to marry an islandess ever if it won't come to peruvu, and that's the reason why people get married?
Doesn't say you have to get married to have children. It says you have to have children through marriage. What if you can have children through marriage and also have an islandess?
So the marriage is not itself a mitzvah, but it's not an iser to marry if you can't have
Correct.
Children.
Marrying an islandess would not necessarily be a mitzvah. Marrying another girl who can have children is a mitzvah because that's how you have peruvu.
Okay, so why is the coin different than Yisrael?
According to Tanakhama, no. According to Yehuda, yes, because he holds an islandess as a zayna.
So why would Yisrael be allowed to marry to her?
Because Yisrael can marry a Zayna.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We've been talking about a Kayin as an Isser to marry a Zayna. Yisrael does not.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.